Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast. It's another episode, it's another day, it's another gay, and this week I am joined by something that's extremely gay. It's a showgirl. It's a Belfast showgirl. It is the one, the only, Anya Bex!
Hello everyone, I'm Anya Bex. I am the girl with everything. If you're not careful, I might just pass on to you, although... Oh, you have it already, you're riddled.
Listeners are riddled, I'm very clean.
Span. I can see you're very clean, I love this dress room.
I know, welcome to the room of requirement, I call it. It's like Harry Potter.
I'm it
like,
really
what
is.
What do you need? I'm like, well, I have pins the size of a fucking ironing board. I actually do, I got them in Benidorm.
And you know, I'm finally seeing the ironing board. I feel like, you know, I'm in a crossover right now.
I know, I think I'm going to decide to buy an actual dedicated table, a podcasting table.
No, keep the ironing board, it's part of the aesthetic now.
It's character.
It's a character, it's like its own, it's your guest star.
I think
it's
when I move over to actually putting it on video, but then it just... People always ask me, why do you not do it in video? It's because I have to get into drag. And as we spoke earlier on, we sat and had a chat for ages with a drink. I hate getting into drag. But once I'm in drag, I love it. But getting into it, I fucking hate it.
Because it takes up like a good 2-3 hours of your life.
3 hours of my time. And a good 2 hours sitting before it going, I hate my life, I hate my life. What am I doing this for? Why am I fucking doing this?
This takes so long.
And then you go, money. That's
money
why.
Makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. A maki and a buckra pound and makes the world go round.
Love that song. Fuck, I might write that down, do that as a number next week. Money with a load of old fake dollars. Every drag queen does that with fake dollars.
Oh, you have to have fake dollars. Like.
And then I remember seeing somebody done it once, and then there was somebody going around picking them up thinking they were actual money, and then like, put it back down. I was like, oh, you fucking Jeffo cunt.
And that person was me.
taking us on to question number one. Well, Anya, welcome along to the Laundry Room Podcast. What about you? Are you well, son?
Okay, I'm really good. So I am. I'm really, really good.
Oh, we finally got around to getting you on. It was all fucking had everybody lined up. Then I took breaks. Then I came back. Then I done it. And then I'm like, right, we'll get her on. Let's bring her on. Let's talk shite.
I'm finally relevant.
You've always been relevant in mummy's eyes.
I've made it, so I have at last, finally. Welcome back to Tiztastic with Roxy.
Tiztastic. Welcome to the autism episode, darlings, where we talk about what's it like and your favourite colours.
Welcome back to Spectrum, when we first came here.
Stop it. I definitely have a form of ADHD. Like, I can't. Oh, fuck. And the two of us together downstairs, we're bouncing from conversation to conversation.
Literally.
And I'm like, let me write that down so we're bitching about everything. And
it's like a therapist is what dreams, so it is.
Oh, fuck. My counsellor loves me because I come and go, well, here, this is what happens. You're like, right, let's take this. I go to counselling, it's amazing. It's the best thing I've ever done in my life.
I was doing counselling for a bit. It's really, really good.
Fantastic. I know, because literally, whenever you get to old relationship problems or maybe life problems, you go to your counsellor and call them a cunt. And then. You leave and it's great. You're like,
And you throw them money. You're like, thank you so much for listening to me.
Thank you for listening to my shit. Nobody else is interested. Although, my mum's amazing because we all know good old Joanne. I'd ring her.
Your mum is a gay.
I hate people. And she's like, I know the people you're talking about and I hate them too.
I would love for you and your mum to have your own stand-up show.
Fuck, you just sit in the corner bitching, I think. Like, I don't like that. Don't like that outfit. I'm like, thanks. She sat here the other week rubbing like her hands through everything going, why have you still got that? I was like, fuck off. I think we discussed this was Fat Marie's outfit. Sorry, Auntie Marie's outfit.
Auntie Marie.
Isn't it? Have you ever seen Auntie Marie run about?
Literally, yes. There? I've seen her wear it there a million times.
Does. I know.
It's her favourite dress.
It came from the same.
A lovely jean dress.
Rusty came from the same. Rusty Hinge has actually given me that. It's a part of my country girl outfit. May wear it this Saturday. Look out for me across the street in my country girl moment. I'll be there from 7. So about 8:30, we'll meet in the street in the middle. I'll be country girl and you'll be show girl.
I'll be show girl. But hiya. Welcome back to the crossover.
It's a crossover. We'll actually record on my phone like a little moment in the street.
Oh my god, that'd be so nice.
And then I'll edit into the next episode. I'm like, here's us meeting in the street.
Look, we're real.
I'm meeting in the street.
Meet me halfway.
I'm at the borderline
where I'm gonna wait for you.
Who sings that?
Black Eyed Peas, Fergie.
Is it? I fucking hate it. It's a terrible song. Fucking awful. I hate it.
I have a special version I sometimes sing with Tiffany, but it's very inappropriate. It's not very PC.
Oh, tell me offline.
I'll tell you offline.
Tell me offline. Everything's usually offline. A lot of these conversations, I think, need to be behind a Patreon paywall.
Oh my goodness. If half your listeners heard the conversations that I have with people.
Sleeping bag, Susan. Some of the words we literally were coming off
with. You inspire me.
And that's... You do. You inspire me to wear a sleeping bag to everything I attend.
Like, I think it's great. Like, sometimes you get, you know, a wee bit sleepy watching a show. You're like, you know what, I'll have a nap and then wake up to a number.
Some people do look like they're getting a bit fucking sleepy. You're like, hello, are you on Tinder? Like,
and sometimes they actually do fall asleep. You're like, Have
you ever had
great.
Anybody fall asleep on you?
I don't think so yet.
Right, everybody. Not yet. Saturday the Maverick getaway or Sunday afternoons getaway across, the best night's sleep you'll get.
Yes, actually fall asleep, and then as you're sleeping, you'll gently feel a hand go into your pocket, take out your wallet, as me just walking away.
And your money. Well, I heard a story from a friend in my flying career that a passenger was very rude to a member of crew. It wasn't the airline I work for, but another airline. And the man in the middle seat beside the rude man, once the rude man fall asleep, the man in the middle seat decided to open all the milk and sugar packets, put them in the man's pocket, and they leaked. And then when he woke up, he was all covered in milk and sugar. It's like, that's what happens when you're there. Cunt. So that reminded me of you. I'll go into your pockets, take all your money out of your wallets and your cards, and do chip and pit, like, literally contactless until it runs out.
Treat myself some tequilas behind the bar.
Fucking right. I'd be on AliExpress straight away going, enter the card details here and get it sent to a PO box.
Buy myself a bouncy castle and wish.
What's your favourite online show? Is it AliExpress? Or yeah?
I love AliExpress. AliExpress is so good. So it is. You get so many really great stage stuff.
I am mad for Alison Express.
Alison is great. Alison is great.
I've always called it Alison Express. I don't know why. I just, like, Alison Express. It's fucking great. But everything I said at night, and the things that just one search leads to another search leads to another search, and then the next thing I've got that yellow egg up there. Like, boom. Don't know why, but fuck, I was Nicki Minaj last week. It was gorgeous. I was...
It's where I express a martini, actually.
I've actually a wig in my cupboard there. It's a little yellow afro, and there's like three of them stuck together, and I look at it sometimes and go, espresso.
Espresso.
Like the wig head up there as well with the makeup on it.
It's espresso, also, please leave the cupboard.
We actually have a Q&A as well. Earlier on, Espresso was written many questions.
Oh, really?
Oh, God. Dying to be accepted.
No, Espresso, you cannot smell my feet.
Oh, my God. We'll come to those later on, don't worry. But my first question, we're chatting away here first, but I'd like to have a bit of a questioning line whilst we go off on tangents, is what actually made you get into drag? Actually, first of all, where did the name Onion Bex come from? Otherwise known as Onion Bhaji when she does Mumbai and
Onion
Bhaji.
I'm very popular in Dubai, so I am. And the deep parts of Russia.
The deep parts of Russia.
I'm all the rage down there, so I am.
In Russia, like, Ochka Bichka. Ochka Bichka.
On your backs, I can remember. I think I was doing Lurgan Drag Wars because
you just said that, and the image of your very first, I can see it in my head right now.
The fucking brides.
I can see her.
Oatmeal brides.
I can see her. No, we actually looked like really like a wee slut, like a wee young slut.
Yeah, like the wee. I was quite skinny back then, and because I was younger, you know, so I was a young wee slut. But the thing is, though, you know what's really funny? I love how the first time I looked like a wee slut. The second time was like, "Hello, these are my oatmeal brows. I have put porridge on my face."
I think every drag queen goes through the stage of let's do eyebrow cover and see how that turns out. It's a learning curve. You have to learn from your mistakes. It can't be like you'll be told how to do it, and it's like, yeah, no problem. But by fuck, that turns into like. Apple crumble.
It really does. There was a peer where I was using brow wax, and basically halfway through the night, I was starting like peeling off somewhere. So I have like two layers of brows.
The wax used to be, and you used to see a lot of tutorials on YouTube, like this wasn't Krylon or Elmer's wire, whatever the fuck, whoever made it were bastards, but it was like a plasticine wax. Yeah. But it used to just lift. It's maybe built for somewhere, maybe if you're performing in Alaska or somewhere in the southern parts of Russia where it's freezing, but not here where you're sweating the fucking tit off you in a sitting beside a fire, some bar that's roasting, because it just lifts off. It was like, is that a bit of skin? No, it's my eyebrow.
You're like, I'm peeling.
You're peeling.
I'm shedding.
The way forward now is prosaic.
I'm a cocoon. I'm becoming a butterfly. A beautiful, beautiful butterfly.
I'm a butterfly. Did you ever watch American Horror Story?
Yes.
Circus.
Oh, I love Freak Show.
Freak Show, Mampatee.
Which one was she?
The wee Indian.
The wee
tiny and the wee midget.
Well, was she killed by the muscle man? He hugged her or something?
Yes, he.
Spoilers!
And then sold her on because she wanted to put her in formaldehyde. And, yeah. But there's a wee line from it and she goes, I am beautiful butterfly. Swear to God, I quoted your sister act downstairs.
I am beautiful butterfly.
I am beautiful butterfly.
I am beautiful butterfly.
And the girl's like, yes, and then puts her in the jar and she's like, flicking her wee tiny wee hands. No, I'm like, oh, look at how you can
break
her neck.
And you'll always be a butterfly now, Pat. You will always fly.
But God love her. You could break her wee neck in 2 minutes.
Oh, bless.
But there's always, do you ever see memes? Like, it's the world's tallest man, and in her, she's the world's smallest woman. And the caption is, how far do you think he could boot her? Like,
do you remember in South Park, kick the baby?
Don't kick the baby.
Kick the baby.
Don't kick the baby. And I love the babies. It was the... it was
the fucking the Canadians, the Canadians that have they're like eggheads cut in half.
Terrence and Phillip. I loved old South Park. I used to really watch them.
Oh my god, see him. I love the movie. Such a fucking face, Uncle Vodka.
Oh, you're taking me back. Fucking hell, I did watch that. I know I was a. Where are we? Back to the microphone front. What used to watch South Park, not so much now, but still watch bits on TikTok. And I'm like, okay, very good.
It's okay. I really enjoyed it. It's a good crack.
Simpsons is my one. It's my, it's my, what do you call, people call it, the youngsters, my Roman Empire. You know, like, this is my, I just love The Simpsons. But only up until about season 20 after that.
Yeah, the classics are the best.
It becomes a bit too, like, Family Guy, and it's like, you're trying too hard to stop it.
And I was saying to you downstairs, what I love now about being an adult is looking back at the classic episodes and actually appreciating the jokes more now. Because as a kid, you like it because it's colourful.
Oh, wow.
But as an adult, you're like, oh, I see what you're doing.
I love the innuendo. I love it. Sorry, we just tangented there. So on your
what backs, happens whenever autism meets ADHD?
We burp down the microphone in Muslim voice. Hello, sir. Well, tell me, how do you like being lady? Yeah, sorry. There we go. Another one. So on your backs, the name on your backs, where did it come from? How did you make it up?
So, funny story. Originally, one of the comments of Avona Axtoy.
Oh, like, I want a sex toy?
I want a sex toy?
Oh my god, change everything immediately.
Anya, you're now Avona Axtoy.
Avona Axtoy. She's giving me like techno sort of like robot slut, Russian.
Yeah.
You know, like, X-Men type of thing.
I kind of feel like I'm Fergie whenever she sang, you know, Be Italian.
I love that song.
It's such a great song. I would love to do it, but Rusty does it really well. So I'm like,
with his tambourine, you know what?
The second Rusty dies, I'll be like, hello, I will be 80 years of age walking out. Be Italian.
Just do it at other gigs. It's fine. I do the same thing. Like, I'll do Be Italian this week. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, Rusty, love, I'm English. She doesn't listen.
I shall be Italian.
She doesn't. Oh, she does listen when she's doing her makeup. I love you, all right. So the name on your backs, you just was this just popped in?
It's it's actually funny. It was actually we had a crush. She gave me the name.
Was it?
Yeah, we had a crush.
Okay. And how did she, like, was it meant to be like on your back?
Well, I couldn't think. Yeah, like, on your back. Yeah.
And is it how she pronounced it or?
Hateful her.
I am only joking. I fucking love the bitch. She's amazing.
On your back.
So it's like a party on your
back. It's like an innuendo of on your back. Which is ironic because during that time period, I did spend a lot of time on my back. Once again, younger and skinnier.
And sluttier.
And sluttier.
Lived in that sauna. Just still in there.
Well, the spirit of young me still in that sauna. Sometimes at midnight you can hear me gently moan into the curtain.
Hello.
Hello.
It is me. So what was your very first gig? Was it Lurgan?
Lurgan Pride, where I came second, but it's not really a high bar.
Who
like,
won it?
Fifi.
Oh. Miss that she's in Manchester.
She's taking over fucking England at the moment. She's doing all the brunches and drag bingo. But yes, Fifi won it. And then my first gig in Belfast was Trudy's Drag Race.
Ah, of course, the old Drag Race. I was on that as well. We've all took a spin at the Drag Race. And
we're like, I had this idea. I think one of my first few weeks, I did a Hot Stuff by Donna Summers. And it came out. And in my head, I was like, oh my god, this would be out of this world. This would be phenomenal. Came out in these here tights, which I'd ripped to make arms out of. Put them over my legs. I made this whole tight outfit out of tights.
Right.
And I had these small heeled heels. And in my head, this is iconic, but in actual fact, it was like John Wayne. So it was dancing around Union Street.
Looking for some hot stuff, baby, this
evening. Looking for some hot Indian action at the first Thanksgiving.
Oh my god. I always think back to like my first performance as like, wow. That was something.
Look at me go there. Look at me. I'm definitely moving.
Like, I was doing something 15 years ago. I don't know what it was, but I was doing something. Fuck me.
And people allowed me to do it.
People welcomed it with open arms at the time. But I think with Drag Race and stuff, now everybody's like, that's not a length round wagon. I'm like, how about you suck my cock? Through a fucking netted tight.
I agree. I don't give a shit. I agree. I think drag, because I think it's like Drag Race, great show, etc. It's done a lot for the
bores
drag
the
community.
Fuck out of me.
But at the same time, though, like it's not real drag.
You know, it's
real drag is you're swelling your ass off. Your wig line's getting lower from wig changes.
Yes.
Your
Sometimes they're like biscuits, and I'm like, don't look at my eye line. It's
you start off with your wigs at the normal hairline, and then by the end of the night, it's down by your brows.
Oh, I love it.
It's love become
it.
Like a lovely helmet.
I'm like, I'm gluing. I just want to glue each line down, right down. It becomes literally my hairy brows become hair.
And then you're trying to get an outfit on, but it's because your body's so sweaty, you're literally dragging the fabric across your skin. You're like, Jesus.
It's like putting suntan lotion on, then a t-shirt.
It really is. And that's... I love Heather, though. That's dragged me.
Oh, that's yeah. But it's not like, right, you're wearing thousands of pounds on your body. Great, amazing, gorgeous.
If you haven't stormed up the stairway at like an animal stampede, you're not doing drag.
Two stairs at a time in a in a pleaser boot. You're not fucking off it. Or like myself, running like a fucking head case up the stairs of Union Street, right across the top of the bar, right through three double doors
in
the dressing room, doing it really quick. Can't hear the music, so you wonder, is it still playing? I'm not sure. Has people left? Who knows? Let's hope for the best. Doing really quick.
It's a journey we'll take together.
Hoping so that you meet somebody along the way to zip the back up for you, because if you don't, you're backless and you're like, hey, hey, hey.
You come to the stage, you're like, you, quickly, zip us up.
You're literally asking the customer, excuse me, madam, could you ask if I have a 30th birthday, Michelle? Would you zip me up and I'll do it? Zip. Fuck Michelle. Welcome to the show. Welcome back. It's her birthday. Don't give a fuck. It's somebody's birthday every day. What do you want me to do about it? None. That's how lovely I am.
Speaking of show, do you remember their time at R&R? Which, by the way, I used to love R&R, so did.
R&R, you know, Sunday afternoons.
Do you remember their time whenever I came down to do a few numbers, but then I got a wee bit drunk, and then...
Somebody gave you the devil's lettuce.
The devil's lettuce, and then I was in waiting for it tonight, but it turns out I was waiting too long, and I just sat down.
There was a point, I think, it all go in slow motion, because me and Rusty looked at each other, like, she's...
Away?
She's not lip-syncing, she's just like... Waiting for
waiting for tonight. Checking your watch, being like, I'm waiting for tonight for a while.
And then we sat down and all, and I was like, I think she's having a whitey for tonight.
I think she's having a seizure.
She's having a whitey for tonight. And I was like, oh god, no.
Oh my god, like literally halfway through the number, I was just like, you know what? I can't stand anymore. I'm just going to sit down. I was steaming. I was having a whitey at the same time.
And it was Prosecco from a teapot, which I still laugh at places do that, because it's like, let's take the bubbles out of this drink by fucking into another vessel and then pouring
it from
another.
Let's destroy this drink and make it look pretty.
Do you remember that was the thing for a while? Everyone was like, yeah, have a drink in a teapot. I'm like, why don't you just put it in a cup?
I remember Libertine had it for a while, R.I.P.
Now look at them now.
They're doing great.
That's what happens when you spend your money on shark heads and putting shit in teapots. You're fucked. God, forget it's awful, God's sake. I hate to see anything go, but yeah, folks.
Oh, totally.
Support
you
your
know.
Fucking bars and stop whinging about people being in them, for fuck's sake. Just go out and enjoy yourself, for fuck's
well,
sake.
Well, 100%. You're like, you know, I don't believe in having a fear, but I think, like, you know, it's important to support the gay bars in Belfast.
Any place we have, I know. Like, if you don't like a club, come into the bars. If you don't,
well,
like
I prefer
bars
in general. If I'm honest.
Yeah, you can sort of enjoy it, like sit and have a gag, and all clubs like boom, boom. What did you say? I'm going for a piss. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Smoke, piss, fag, drink, smoke, piss in circles, and it used to bore the balls of me. So I don't really go out now. Then people do see me, and it's like a dog walking on its back legs. What are you doing out?
Oh my God, it's Regan from The Actresses. I love
and
you.
Like, and just out for a wee beverage, love. That's it. Fuck off. But yeah, no. We've literally two places. Come on ahead. Like, I just wish you could get home at night. That's the thing. It's a fucking taxi.
It is really hard. But there's a taxi driver called Paul who's been great lately.
Oh, is it your boyfriend?
No. He's actually such a gentleman. So he is.
Get out. Let your
he's a nice...
Home.
Yes, he lifts my bags. And if I'm stuck, you know, I just have to send him a text, like, Paul, can you pick me up? He's such a great... He works in phone and cab, but he's so nice.
Immediately.
Oh, wait, well, after, they'll give you his phone number.
It's like, 07, you're never getting this, fuckers.
I think a bunch of the queens use him. I think Trudy started using him, I think. Tiffany, Fierce, Electra.
Oh, my God.
No, he's so nice. He's so polite.
He just enjoys...
And he's not creepy.
Oh, I love that. They're always like... Do you know Teddy? I'm like, here we go. And I've mentioned that on many podcasts, even with Teddy. And now people have been sending me out. They just say to me, Roxy, I'm like, hello, love. And they go, do you know Teddy? I'm like, you're not going to go with me. Taxi at the do.
Am I getting a free taxi tonight?
That's how they know, like, how you know they're going to get pervy. Or they go, yeah. And do you wear it all the time? I'm like, no. I'm on my phone. No. Uh-huh. Anyway,
your
tell IPS, you what,
play it up.
Fuck, get me out of this taxi. I'm down the street. We're going to take a short break for a second. Here is some words from nobody that's sponsoring the podcast, but if you want to sponsor it, please let me know. We've got advertising spaces for everything and everyone. We'll speak to you in a second. Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast. This week I am joined by the showman, the greatest showgirl, should I say. It is the fabulous Anya Bax.
Hello, everyone. My name is Anya Bax.
Not that again.
Not insert that previous joke.
So before the break, we were just chatting about, well, we tried to chat about, we actually just went off on a fucking layer of tangents, but that is what this podcast is. It's Tangent Central, and tonight, and today, sorry, or whatever time you're listening to this, it's Autism Tangent Central.
So oh my God, it's like when mental health combines.
Oh, it's amazing. It's like everything, waxed in one. But there's a lot of people listening to it that say they can't listen to normal podcasts because it's such a, they're just so linear, yeah. Whereas this is a fucking, it's all over the place.
I go any which way, it's like, strapping. Choose your own adventure.
It's like, exactly, choose in. Player one.
It's like the Goosebumps books. Choose your own adventure.
That's right. You'd be able to just go do a turn left or a right.
Like, turn left or right. You're like, oh. Like,
I'm just going to turn back on myself because I've got a nervous disposition and not doing it. So after you did Lurgan, was it Lurgan Pride? Was I was going to say Lurgan Drag Wars. What the fuck's that?
Well, Lurgan Pride's actually this Saturday that you mentioned. Might as well plug it while I'm here.
Is it? Oh my God. That's right. It is this Saturday.
Get your wheelbarrows out.
Get your wheelbarrows out. She will be up and down. Is there a parade in the street?
Or there's going to be a wee parade in the town. Oh, although, you know what's funny? Whenever, like, I used to joke about Lurgan Pride in the past. Because you know yourself, Lurgan Pride.
You laugh.
I'm from Lurgan, I can make that joke. But like the fact that they're having it is a great thing, especially because small towns they get ignored sometimes. Where I think it's a good way to raise, you know, the gay agenda, the trans agenda.
The agenda?
The agenda.
Makes it sound like it's like a terrorist group.
It's a plan.
It's like the gay agenda. What's
your agenda? We're coming to convert your children.
What's your agenda? Just getting pissed and having a good time. We're not interested in converting anybody's fucking kids.
I'm here to seduce your husband.
I'm actually here to give out sleeping bag coats to all girls in the local area to wear.
But yes, after Lurgan, Lurgan Dragsters. I did Truly Drag Race. I did a few shows, yes. Op Rocks, and then...
Oh, Opportunity Frocks. That's yes. Right at the Empire with Mistine Legs.
Yes, yes. Miss Legs.
How did you place there? Remind me.
I don't think I even fucking placed.
Halfway through, she was bundling the back of a truck and taking away. Come on, your taxi's arrived early.
The fucking asylum people came and just dragged me out. They're like, come on, you... You have a paddle sail waiting for you, Pat.
It's okay. Fuck, taking you away. Come on now, let's go.
Come on, my little bajie.
So you did Opportunity for Fabulous. I remember doing it as well years ago.
I used to love Op Rocks. It was good crack.
Good competition. Recently on Sips and Dips.
Sips and Dips. Insert. Get your dips and have a sip.
Insert podcast name here. God forgive
me.
G&T. Sips and Dips. Oh my God. G&T podcast with Tina and Glenn. It was, we were recently talking about Opportunity Frocks in it as well. Tina was going through all of the years, so it was actually quite
a good tortilla. And with a wee tortilla chip and a wee dip on the side.
Oh God. Is that your favourite gin and tonic accompaniment?
Totally. Whenever I listen to it, I'm like, get them fucking Pringles open and get me a wee
and
sit taco mayo
and enjoy yourself. So after that, then you did a few shows with myself, as we spoke about during the break, with myself and Rusty, Sunday afternoons.
Yes.
Shit like that. But you also did with the lady Portia de Monte.
Miss Portia de Monte.
Yes. Tell us, how did that go for you? Was that good laugh?
Fuck, you know what? I love working with Portia.
Fuck, you did. How many years did you work with Lady P?
I did my first ever gig with her in 2013, the end of it, I think, give or take. And then I kind of stuck beside her, you know, until 2 years ago whenever she left Maverick. We still work together occasionally.
Oh, yes, you're East Side Arts.
I think I'm kind of trauma bonded by the amount of dialogue, like mixes she has.
Yes, it's like, learn this 15-minute megamix. Like, what?
And pure dialogue.
Go.
I want you to learn the entire Avengers Endgame film dialogue.
What? Yep.
By tomorrow.
All characters, but tomorrow we need it immediately. I'm like, right, okay, no problem. Shout out to the Lady P, the absolute mad bitch.
But it was great. I love working with her. Although, you know what's funny? I'll tell you downstairs, I think it's like an age thing. It's only that I haven't worked with her much in 2 years. I did East Side Arts Festival with her, and I forgot how much I actually really appreciate her as a person.
Oh, I love her.
You know, I was like, you know what? I'm pretty sure you're insane, but you're amazing.
You're sort of literally two peas in a pod.
Literally, you know.
You see about yourself, like, oh, no, legend. But then you literally come up with her. She taught you a lot.
She was a great teacher.
It was like...
But so were you, like, you and Rusty and stuff. Because I loved R&R.
They were good days. We always just say to Prosecco from a teapot or some shit out of a teapot. It's great.
Take this Prosecco from the small lamp.
It's literally bars, and I'm like, here, or it's restaurants. I'm like, here, it's like your serving platter, and it all comes like served in an ashtray. I'm like, cheers, thanks. That's AJ. But yeah, no, what people always say is like, oh, you taught us this and this, but we were always just like, I work away or do what I fancy. Whereas I think Lady Portia was more like a Reverend Mother from Sister Act.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Right, get this done now. Whereas I'm like, I'm not a drag mother nor sister or aunt. I'm just like a drag person in the background going, you look like shit. Let's fix that.
But I think it benefited me working with the two different types of people, because I think if I just had worked with Portia, I probably would have become Mini Portia, which I know people call me, but you know, I'm not actually Mini Portia because I changed my outfit.
She's got her own looks now. She's a wee, you know, she's a wee girl.
Plus
on her
as
own.
Well, I kind of have my own wee style. I'm not saying I'm like...
Oh, everybody has their own style. You learn from people. You'll pick up your own, because I was.
But I definitely think working with like yourself, Rusty, and even doing Across the Road with like Sunday Bingo Show with Tina and Trudy and stuff, and different shows. Because you remember there was a time where I was kind of like the only one jumping back and forth between the bars.
Oh, she was everywhere. She's like, get this and do this.
I was COVID.
She was everywhere. She was like, hepatitis B, C, D, E, F, G.
And I think it benefited me a lot because I got to learn from so many different amazing people. And
that's it. We're going to be, I think, myself and the man, we said to you one day, you're like, you look like you've been at fire. Let's fix that makeup. And like a recent...
Oh, yeah, you having a stroke?
It was like, some queens do that, like, you look like you've been burnt to makeup, but it was as we speak about the wax peeling off and shit going wrong. I'm like, let's fix this. Recently, Karma Violet, I told her, you've been in a fire, let's fix that makeup.
She's looking gorgeous at the moment, though. Her Fabulous. Makeup's looking really well.
She's great.
I was doing a wee gig with her on Friday. She was very good.
And she's with you in Lurgan Pride as well, is that right?
Yes, yes. She's doing Isle Fajos.
Oh, that's a venue, is it?
Yes, it's a venue. I thought it was... We're going to do Far Joe's. We're taking turns on him.
So I thought it was like, she's going to do this. I'll film it during the afternoon. I'm like, right. And then I'm going to do him from 7 to 9. And then he's got a square fucking turn on him. He's great. I'll turn it as well. Fabulous. What were we going to say there? Sorry.
But no, honestly, like, those are days. I took them for granted. You know, it was so nice not having to organise and be in charge of the show. Coming in, doing my numbers, having a drink, a lot of you guys work away.
Isn't it great to, like, be able to just turn up sometimes and go, I just turn up and have a gig. And
this is my show. I'm grand.
It's all the work that goes into the day before, doing it. Right, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, what am I going to wear? Pick
like, I was talking downstairs about as it was. We're like, back then, I was so hungry for more. I was like, oh my God, I want to be booked out every day. Where now I'm doing so many cabaret shows, which I love, I adore, I'm over the moon for, but my body's so tired. Okay. I'm constantly in agony. I'm like, I wouldn't mind a wee mini lockdown.
I was like, oh, God, fucking Rusty says that too. I'm like, I would love a wee lockdown. I'm like, stop. I love that a wee lockdown. Fucking dirty talk. No, I can't have it. I'm like,
I'm gonna grab myself a wee bat to eat on the way home.
Like, you have a bat on a stick, please.
A wee bat on a stick.
Would you fucking dare? I want to go out and about again. I love
Kentucky Fried Bat.
God, Philippines. No, my God, get that out of there immediately. That's terrible. So my next question coming up is, myself and Rusty years ago did open stage in the Maverick. We was just a wee thing. Like, let's see who's out there. But once then I went away. Don't know how it ended. I can't remember. But yourself then took it over and became now a staple of the drag scene. It's where a lot of bitches came from.
I'm so sorry.
What have you done? What the fuck have you done? No, but I want to go into that and chat about that. What has been like what's been your ups and downs of that? Has it?
The thing is, though, like, you know, open drag. I love the open drag show. It's so random because
that's her way of saying, so... what the fuck?
No comment. No,
but tell you what, it actually is. You've got such a mix of everything.
Such a mix, and also as well, like, so many people who have become big things on the scene now started off doing the show, and I think that's so nice.
You see, you know, one. I've seen you come up, and that was how your way of started with doing couple of turns, and then boom. Like, there's sometimes you see, like, there's a lovely lady helicoptering her tits, and then the next minute it's a drag king, like, fucking, I don't know, like, throwing glitter into the top of the bar, into the ice, and you're like, what the fuck? Like,
you know, it's just such a, it's almost like an acid dream sometimes.
Spectrum of drag, it's like where it all goes from.
It's almost like I took my tism and created a show out of it.
And that is it. Thursday nights in the Maverick.
No, but honestly, it's good crack, so it is. And there's some performers you see starting out, you kind of like, you can look at them and be like, oh, you're going to be great. You're fab. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one, Domino Drake.
Yes.
She's really good. I love her.
Domino Drake is fantastic.
Her looks so put together. She's so nice.
She has recently been joining me on a Saturday evening as well in the Maverick. I don't even work there. A Union Street Bar. I don't even work. we were talking about the Mount Frick. She joins me on a Saturday night in the Mount Frick. I don't even work there. On a Saturday night.
And you know who else is lovely? I've only worked with her a few times. Paradox. I think she is gorgeous.
Oh, that's a woman. That's a
she
woman.
She is a woman. Huh? If she's on a drag race, I will... Someday I will fucking
oh no,
riot.
Don't. I would actually tell people, don't do that to yourself. Like, don't give yourself the mental health of Drag Race. The fucking people, like... trying to put their stick their oar in and like I'm a 37 year old middle aged fat gay man and I think your wig line is too shit. I'm like, how about you get a fucking boyfriend, get out of the house and walk.
But you get an extra 50p in your wages.
if you sit on Twitter and just watch, like, what day is it? Oh no, it's tomorrow night. Drag Race UK is on.
So you with a lovely along. Charity.
Charity from Northern Ireland.
Yes, the lovely yes. Charity.
Did she do Open Drags Thursdays?
She never did. Open Drag started after lockdown.
Dare she? Let's start rumours.
But you know what? But she was in one of my competitions once that she won.
Oh, was she?
Yes.
Which one?
That's Dead Alternative. That's Dead Alternative.
It's an. Oh, that was the name of it, wasn't it?
Yes, that's Dead Alternative.
I thought you were saying like, oh, that was Dead Alternative.
No, that's why we called it. Because I was like, that's Dead Alternative.
Oh yes, I remember that was such a like a play. And I'm like, what is that the name? Oh my god, that caught me for a minute. They're going, what the fuck are we talking about? Yes, she won.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Dead Alternative. Well, now look, same.
I know.
Look at you go.
Fucking I plant amazing. Seeds and then trees grow. No, but no, it's
she
really
plants
cool.
seeds and then I put salt on the earth and it never grew.
As is just.
Did you ever see that in The Simpsons? It was like yeah. Homer goes into Ned's garden. Like, I know you stole the plants, but did you have to like salt the earth so nothing ever grows again?
I'm like, she's like, yes, I did.
That's me. I'm like, fuck me over and I will salt the earth so nothing ever happens again, bitch.
But no.
But yeah, literally the people that have came from it, you've got so many queens. That
and then as well, like the thing is, though, like. Out. I would never claim that, oh my god, they're doing well because of me, but it's nice to know...
Oh no, it's where they start.
Yeah, it's nice to know I was a part of their journey in some ways.
Part of your journey. And then there's some I still are going to go, oh my god, fuck. Like Blue Hydrangea worked with myself.
Yeah, because she's starting your open drag seats, didn't she?
She's done a couple of Sundays, like yourself as well, and then we did a lot of the Sunday night.
And Lucy
Sunday
Fur,
service.
Yes.
Lucy, oh my god, shout out to Lucy Fur, bring her back.
I love her Moon Lisa number.
I just loved anything Lucy Ferdinand. It was fucking brilliant. I want to start a petition to bring her back.
Fuck, who else is there? But Open Drag, it kind
of... Blue did, yeah, like a lot of the shows. And then a lot of the Sundays we did, like the Home Alone, remember, because you played the role of the mum.
Kevin!
There's literally pictures on my phone and you had the wig on. I was like, where is that? I want that wig. But there was, and Blue, I think, played the role of Kevin. I can't remember. It's been so many years ago, but such crack. There's such, so many people have come through the ranks. No,
that's it. Like, and like, without Open Drag, I would never have developed into drag stars. Because actually, me approached Maverick being like, here, Open Drag's doing well. Because it's just after lockdown, you know, everyone came back, everyone wanted to do drag. So, like, we should do a competition while we're have us here. And then, like, it was just, like, winners, like, you know, Chrissy, the lovely Coral who I do every Sunday with in Maverick, who I will say is a delight to work with, so creative.
I love just looking at Coral. It's like, where do I start? Where do I end? It's like...
I know.
And when you people... Some people I've seen actually wrote somewhere... I can't remember. It was a wee while ago. Someone wrote Coral. Oh, I get it. Because you look like the coral in the ocean. I'm like...
Because you look like the old coral in the way.
I was like, is she called Coral because she...
No, she...
And it's because she is like it's very...
It's because she loves SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes. And
she used to work in aquariums, I think.
Yeah. And it's like coral in the ocean. Yeah, Coral Home Monday, very, like, yeah. Actual coral's fucking beautiful. Coral then, itself in the sea is gorgeous.
And then we also got like the next to Sunny as well. She won. She's amazing. I love Sunny.
Come on, Buck Bar Naked Hours. Tuck yourself in front of the security cameras, girl.
I remember the first time I worked with Sunny. She was walking around naked, like doing the costumes, and I was like, you know.
You loved it. You're like, what am I
looking
at?
It's like,
great.
It's like, oh, touch me, please.
Actually, you were told not to look. You're not allowed to look over there.
No, literally, I was so autistic, so it was on my part. I was just like, my head just like snapped the other way. I'm like, hello.
Fingers over the eyes, but literally gaps. Like, I'm not looking, but I am.
And then the lovely Espresso one as well, just Thursday with me. And then the lovely Lottie Potential.
Yes, of course. She also has a couple of shows with myself as well on Saturday evenings. I think she runs from one to the other, God love her.
Yes, okay.
We test her patience. She's wonderful. And I always
she's like a wee granny.
I always say to Lottie, and we always talk on stage, do you think, especially in Union Street sometimes where we have some hen parties and whatnot, and nobody be afraid of them, they're actually alright. And I
love a wee hen party.
I crack the fucking whip when I take over, because these cunts think they run the place. And I go, nah, bitch, I've taken this over. This is a fucking LGBTQ plus ARBTNTPPPOPP bar. All those acronyms you need. I don't give a fuck.
It's
what
like
you
Sesame
are.
Street there. We're learning the ABC.
No, literally, this is a basically our community bar. This is not for y'all cunts. Yeah. So get your shit together. And there was a girl called me an overdramatic T word, T slur, the T R A N N Y. I took her by the neck and marched her through the bar and fucked her out the front doors. So,
as you should.
I was like, don't even fucking try it. You're literally coming into our spaces and then going, "Hey, the fuck are you?" I'm like, "Who the fuck are you? You fat bitch."
And she's dead now.
No, she's on life support. Still going.
On life support.
I visit with a box of celebrations and ram them down her throat.
There you go, Pat.
There you go. No, we're not that evil. But literally, don't be afraid. Come on in. Join me on a Saturday afternoon's gag. Go from her and come to me.
You, that's what I used to do whenever I was coming up on the scene. I used to go between the two bars. Like, I would spend like an hour and a half in one bar.
Nip around.
In Maverick, and then go over to Union Street for an hour and a half. Then go back again. Then go back there.
But that's how you got to know people. How people get to know you as well. Especially when you're starting.
It was such a gag.
Some people just stick in one place and go to, when you go around, you see different people that don't sometimes venture across the street, and some people don't venture one other way, they just stay in their place. But when you
especially
move around,
especially on a Sunday, I used to do out there. I used to do the two bars
nipping around, like,
yeah.
Oh. There was a couple of Saturdays, actually. I was flat to the mountain steaming. I was chatting away at the bar. You'd come over and I was like, "What are you doing here?" You're like, "I'm over for a gig." I was like, "Come on, girl." Did I give you a free drink?
Oh my god, that was a few weeks. That was like a few months ago, wasn't it? It was just I just finished the show. A couple of months ago.
It was
I just finished the show. I came over for
it. Was in the middle of the summer. Let's go with that.
It was at some point during the year.
Yeah.
It was definitely at some point during the year.
It was within the past 12 months.
It was definitely a Saturday.
Yes, I do remember that time.
But the thing is, though,
come away over again. I have free drinks. We'll get you a beverage. We'll
fucking maybe have some and be like, "Ew."
I was like, "Come on away over. I always have free drink vouchers."
Oh, tis Marla.
Anybody comes up and chats to me, I'm like, "Here's a free drink for you. Look after
them." I think it's so important to support the two bars. So the last thing we need, like, you know, I know we make our jokes about Libertine, but like, you know, I know R.I.P. I know we make our jokes, but the thing is, it was still a gay bar. We don't have that many of them. Like, you go to London, there's like 40 of them. You come here, it's like, hello, we have two.
It's funny, Manchester. Have you ever been to Manchester?
No, but I want to.
Me too. Never been. Yeah. Would love to have. Always spoke to with Trudy and Paletta. I was like, we must go to Manchester. And Blackpool is all my list as well. I'd love to go to Blackpool to just see Funny Girls, the big set cabaret show. Funny Girls with DJ Zoe. Have you ever heard of it? Funny Girls in Blackpool?
Yes.
It's real. Like, that's you. I think.
I feel like. Yeah, you know what, that's me.
I can see you moving away to Blackpool, getting a set of tits.
What's so funny, whenever I was younger...
I'm working on Funny Girls in Blackpool, as a cabaret show.
Whenever I was younger, I used to be so afraid of being camp or cabaret, even though I love it so much. It's only because...
In performing?
Yeah, because there's always like a stigma, so there was. Or at least like a vibe where whenever... It's more so the drag community, you know, where... Younger drag community. Where sometimes you're kind of like, "Oh no, you need to be alternative, you need to do this here." But eventually I learned, camp cabaret gets you fucking paid money. And plus I enjoy it, it's good crack.
As a seasoned out here and a cunt of 15 years, see, alternative... It's the only thing that will switch an audience off quicker than, like, fucking somebody.
Although I enjoy it, I think it's good crack.
Stop, you know that, Miss America fucking shit, bitch. You have just said you love camp and it's the best thing ever.
Oh, I fucking adore camp and cabaret.
Certain genres of...
I think it's right in the room.
there's certain genres. Yeah, there is a bit of that. There is also, there's like Paramore, "Good for you, you look happy."
Yeah.
The bitches go mad for that. Bitches go mad.
Or Misery Business. Misery Business is a good one.
There's certain things. But then coming on with something like, "I ripped my cat's ass out with a fucking rig.
I fucked my Thanksgiving turkey."
You're kind of like,
you're like, okay,
mate, nah, you're, you know, fucking, like, there's people leaving, there's people drinking up here, and you're fucking, I cut
although
this off.
I do think there's 100% a place for it.
Yeah, like, you know, in a night away from here. No, I'm only joking. There is a place for,
but you want to be
it,
like, alternative definitely nights, etc. But at the end of the day, they have to remember they're in Belfast.
I do find our audiences aren't as... You know, people like what they like. They don't... When you do something different, they're kind of like, I don't know. It's like a thing. It takes ages for people to really turn and go, okay, I like that. And what I like about performers like Coral and Espresso is they're bringing more well-known alternative songs. Yeah. Not like, "I fuck my dog with a rake." I hope that actually gets produced as a song.
Yeah.
And I know the girls will be listening. So, Espresso, can I get you to actually make that on AI and perform it? I fuck my dog with a ring. I fucking love it.
Hello, hello. I fucked my dog with a rake. That's a pop version.
Just be really, really like serious. Everyone going, yeah, we're really like, but they actually are. It's more well known, more mainstream songs, alternative mainstream, which I don't think is something that exists. But you know what I mean.
Stacey, do you remember when I fucked your dog?
Summer days, fucking your dog. Tell me more, fucking whore. On a Saturday night.
Welcome back to Furries.
That could be a rock version of Grease.
That's like a musical going on.
If anybody's still listening to this,
fuck your dog, the musical.
Fuck your dog, the musical. My actual question was coming from there. We were talking about different drags and going away. Would you ever work abroad, or have you ever?
I've considered it.
Have you ever went anywhere further than Belfast?
Yeah, I've done a few shows in Gran Canaria, Sparkles.
Yes, that's right, you did.
I love Sparkles. And I was actually, I was offered a job twice, but truth be told, I love my mummy. You know,
yep.
I love my sisters and my wee brother. I would really miss them.
You're a home bird like
I
myself.
I am a home bird. I wouldn't mind doing it for 3 months or maybe 6 months, but I don't know if I could do it for life.
I was actually Turkey. Somewhere in Turkey messaged me. I was like, we give you this, a whole heap of fucking regal. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, I can give you 3 weeks and then come back and then I can do another. But then I'm also,
I'll do a week for a holiday.
I'm like, I can do like every other week because I could fly down with my staff travel to Dalaman, no bother at all, and travel up to. Fuck that, it doesn't pay me. The thing I've done a wedding during the summer there too in
Madrid.
Oh, that
was so cool.
Shout out to my bienvenidos, Alejandro y Kilan y Bodade. Is muy fantástico. Their wedding was amazing.
That was
amazing.
Very erotic.
It's very Spanish.
My nipples like, puckered.
Señores, damas y caballeros, bienvenidos a bordo este vuelo con destino a Málaga aeropuerto. Cut that out. Like,
I need to change my underwear now.
That's the voice when I do Spanish on board the plane. Speaking like, señores pasajeros, bienvenidos a bordo.
I should love Megan voice.
And then they ask me, do you have any sampling? No, love, with nothing left. Like, it just turns into James Young. Like, nothing left, lovers, fuck all. So Spanish and you do the board decision to say that Teresa G. Puede morir en Málaga aeropuerto. I love it. There's something about, something about Spanish. I'm like, it would literally. I call it like knicker dropper. It's Spanish language. It's just, your knickers would fall off. And like,
totally. Like anybody speaks Spanish to me, I'm like, I don't know how my clothes just vanished. It's
like Bruce Almighty. They just woofed off the fuck. So you didn't. Shout out to, of course, the Sparkles, Gran Canaria, Brandy and the
with Brandy,
Geldim. Tina's out there all the time.
Yes.
Tina'll be out there. So
okay, I would love to go back if I'm honest and do a random show because I think there's something really
squad
fun.
Girls going out and we're going out in January, February.
Oh really?
The Queen's going out. Can't remember who's going, what time and when the fuck I'm going. I've that many trips booked. I'm like, right, we're going out to Gran Canaria, and it was like, I'm going on holiday. When you go on holiday, on holiday. The last thing you want to do is because it's an extra fucking case of stuff because it's a lot.
That's my problems with sometimes. I always have a thing where I'm like, will I try and get a booking over there for a gig? Because I think it's kind of fun to do a show abroad.
One night, but a good laugh.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're kind of like, I just want to chill on the beach and drink a cocktail and get, you know.
My thought is like, I need, so the wig needs to come on its own separate transport.
Go to the old bunker. Like,
that fucking human wig needs to be brought in its own fucking transport. It needs, the outfits need to do. And I'm really weird. We all have our weird ways of things. And I'm like, I don't like that. I don't want that. I need lights. Because when I done Madrid, I brought that couple of ring lights with me, plugged them into the shavers, had a battery pack operating. It was literally like fucking, I don't know, like G.I. Jane's fucking repertoire in the bathroom. But I look great. So I was like, thank God for every shit I brought. I had to go and buy like an old Spanish plug. No, it's like two poking things into the wall. I had to go buy loads of those for my fucking British plugs. I'm like, right, I need light and candles and all to make sure my eyes look good. I was like, I look good for this Spanish wedding. Buena venido. So you would, do you think like maybe later in life would be something you would do, like going abroad or?
Never say never. I say, if it happened, it happens. I don't know. It just depends on the vibes.
I
kind of like go through my life just feeling the vibes and stuff, being like,
at the moment, it's good.
At the moment, I'm in a good place here. Yeah. I don't really need it, you know.
You're happy.
Oh, well, that sounds egotistical.
No, it's not that you don't need it. As was to say, you're happy.
I'm content.
You're contented. You're enjoying it, what you're doing. And we're not going to poke the bear, as they say nowadays. We're just... And it's, you're also a home bird like me. I like to stay home. Yeah. I couldn't go to Turkey. And,
like, I'm one of those people, I have to spend Christmas in my mum's house where I go home, I cook the dinner, help my mum wrap the presents because she hates wrapping.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't wrap fuck all.
No, literally, I sit there Christmas Eve wrapping everyone else's presents and then my mum is all, do you want to wrap yours? I'm like, no, mum, I will not be wrapping mine.
It's only me and my mum in her house on Christmas, so whenever it comes Christmas morning, she just wakes me up by like about 11. Don't be waking me up earlier than that. Shite, fuck that. And then she's like, do you want your presents? And she brings them into me and I just lie there and go, great, thanks. Good See, night. Back to sleep. I'm like,
So, in my mum's house at Christmas morning, it's the type of house where the presents are up to here, like so high. But the thing is, though, people think it's only for a few people, but this is for like maybe 16 to 18 people.
Oh, serious?
So in actual fact, we end up getting like maybe 2-3 presents each or something.
What is it? Everyone come to your mum's?
Yes, like everyone comes. It's such a, like, my mum's house is overrun. There's like 20 kids running around. You're like, my tism's through the roof.
Shout out to Barbara Sherwin, darling. I'm coming down for an hour.
It's like, what do you call it? Movie. Lampoon Christmas, National Lampoon Christmas.
Yes, oh my
it's
god.
Like that.
How many of those movies? There's like hundreds, isn't there?
Oh, fuck.
National Lampoon getting fingered. I've been National Lampoon.
I have been pooned.
I've been lampooned against my will. It's been fantastic.
I've been pooned on the nation watch.
Pooned. Well, here, we're going to take a very short break again because we are going off on it, girl. And I've literally, there's still more to go. We've literally the question and answer.
Oh, fuck, Jesus.
As we discussed as well.
I'm dreading these questions.
Yeah, it'll be great. We'll be back with you in just a second. Here is a word from me.
The perfect Sunday afternoon out at the Balmoral Hotel Belfast, featuring the fabulous Dry Brunch Bunch with Roxy Tumble Dryer, Pauletta Stiletta, and Trudy Scrumptious. Expect a drag-filled, fun-packed afternoon full of fabulous drag, lots of comedy, and, of course, fabulous giveaways as well. Grab your tickets now at the Balmoral Hotel socials, and we will see you there.
Hello, hello, welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast with myself, Roxy Tumble Dryer, and this week I am joined by the one, the only, Anya Becks.
Hello, everyone.
It's me, Anya Becks. If you get too close, I'll give you something. And if you don't have something, I'll give it to you. I can't remember what it was, but I love it.
Hello, my name is Anya Becks. I am the girl with everything. If you're not careful, I pass on to you.
That's right. If you're not careful, I'll pass on to you. But if you're not careful, if you're careful, you will be safe and sorry or whatever. Anyway,
use protection.
Use protection.
Don't be silly, wrap your willy.
Wear a full plastic bag over yourself when you attend an On Your Back show to be careful
of... A bin bag.
actually, to be careful of your wet... What was it called? The splash zone. We'll come to your splash zone in a moment. Apparently, there's in our question and answer section. But as we said previously in the episode, we do have a question and answer section. I'd asked on Instagram leading up to this episode about who has been sexually assaulted by Anya. Please put it in this now. So we've got a couple of questions. Well, actually, quite a few questions that come in, and we'll get through them as if they're like a thing. So question number one is from Susanna Banana Streams, the one and only. Interstella.
I love Stella.
The Belfast newest mom.
Okay.
She give birth, Brian?
Yes, she's given birth to a beautiful baby.
Oh!
Something.
A baby. Baby.
A xenomorph from the movie Alien.
Congratulations on giving birth to your baby. Your fetal person.
I didn't want to assume the gender. Yeah.
I don't want to be cancelled on 2024, but on this podcast, we always tell people if you're offended, I don't give a fuck. Interstella asks, what's your greeting achievement in drag? I do believe the question is greatest, but
I'll do
what's
both.
Been your greeting achievement?
Well, I got to meet Kylie Minogue in person, so I did. I got to talk to her for like 30 seconds and she gave me a high five. I felt like, hello, welcome back to Anya's Mega Wish.
Where was this? You met her?
Over in London. I was. It was after I did like a mini Anya Tour of Ireland thing a couple of years ago.
Right.
Where I was just like, you know what? I'm going to do for a gig and make posters and actually try and do a proper tour.
Wasn't that like thing? You did like Kylie Minogue sort of?
Yes, theme? I did like loads of Kylie numbers.
See, I remember.
The producers saw me do one of the Kylie numbers and then flew me over, stuck me in a hotel, and then I got to meet
Kylie
Minogue.
Stuck you in a hotel or stuck you?
They stuck me, both.
Well, it's
a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
That's the genie from Aladdin. I swear to God, you were giving me that Lurgan accent. It's like, they sucked me in a hotel. and I was dressed as Kylie Minogue.
I was dressed as Kylie Minogue, and they sucked me off.
So you got the, you got
come,
the actually
come
meet her?
Into my hole.
You got the actually meet her then?
Yes, sort of. I got to meet Kylie and Alan Carr.
Is she really short? Is she really small?
She's shorter than me, and I'm quite short as it is. So yeah, little she's very short. It's like little. I was like, "Hello, little child. Why
Kylie,
do you fly?
Kylie, my midget." I'm like, "Oh, Kylie,
Kylie dwarf."
And what did you talk? What did you say?
Kylie can't
just like,
see you.
I think you're great. Just like, cheers, mate.
I think I just smell like a light.
You
joke.
Inspire me in my sleeping bag, and you're like, "Oh, cheers, mate. My Christmas tree's up all year round."
You inspire me to keep my tree up all year round, Kylie. Thank you so much.
Well, funny enough.
Do you mind if I smell your underwear, Kylie?
That actually does bring me on to my next question. What has been your greatest achievement in drag? Not smelling underwear of Kylie, but... I was going to go on to the other question, but I wanted to ask that second one there first, actually. What's been your greatest achievement? What's
greatest
been your,
like, achievement, I suppose.
That's my shit. What's been
your, I'm coming up to my, I think, my 13th year in drag. So, that's, so I'm actually surprised I've lasted this long, considering where I started.
Fuck here. It's doing good.
Yo.
I'm not like... 15, 16
you're
years.
15, yes.
16. I just, years have passed and I didn't realize. I'm like, oh, fuck. I, it just
every
goes, just
every
sort of
year gets faster and faster, I think.
Done it.
You know, greatest achievement, I suppose. I don't know.
And you get a couple of bitches nipping at your heels and you're like, I'm going to kick you in the fucking mouth. Get back, cunt.
Get you back. Get back.
I always, when I get aggressive, back I come like a shadows. Manchester woman. Get back, you fucking bastard. Get back.
I feel like fucking Gandalf in Lord of the Rings where I'm like, go back to the shadows.
You shall not pass.
You shall not pass.
You shall not.
Until I die.
It's a drum cree. You will not pass, orange man. but your greatest achievement is literally just what you're doing, keeping on going.
Yeah,
keep
just
on, keep
you know,
on.
The fact that I'm still like doing something I love and still enjoying it, I suppose that's an achievement in itself, isn't it?
That's it. My achievements is just waking up every day with epilepsy and hoping I keep going. Hee hee. I'm only joking. That's terrible. That's so dark. There has been a question from Sin saying, Anya, have you taken your Christmas tree down yet? My guess is no.
No.
I know you love Christmas, but
I love Christmas.
Do you
know what?
You take your tree down.
I take my. You know why I have to take the tree down? I love Christmas, but Christmas belongs December 1st till December 26th. At the latest.
I agree. Well, I'll take mine down at least like January 2nd.
I take mine down usually 1st of January because I like to have it for New Year's Eve. I think that's nice.
Yes. So
I'll take down the ornaments but keep the tree up.
That's it. There's some motherfuckers out there that are putting their trees up now. I'm like, you need fucking sectioned.
It's like, it takes away the specialness of December.
Never mind that. Your electric bill for 3 months. Fuck that.
But I...
You need to be selling drugs or nasal tanners or some shit. I don't know what the fuck, but it's awful. No.
But the second Christmas over, I do take down the ornaments, but I keep the tree up until January 1st or 2nd.
And then it's away. I'm exactly the same. Yeah. Last year, I never put a tree up at all. I wasn't in the house.
Really?
I wasn't here. I was here. Fuck. I was gigging every weekend. And then the days I was in, I was flying. And then I come home and went, I could just put on that.
Fucked.
I'll put on that LED light. That'll do. Fuck it. I
put on up. Stick a rave up.
Literally, I don't give a fuck. I was like, I'm not in the house. I'm out to fuck. Next question is Scarlet Fever from up in Derry. The
Scarlet Fever. I love Scarlet.
Wednesday nights, the Brickwork in Derry with Robin Diamonds, your hostess and mostess. And the
I've done that a few
Scarlet
times. It's a gig, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. Oh, fuck, I had a ball. Stay in the hotel and all, but a great night. Scarlet asks, what's the best way to get a start in the Belfast drag scene?
Oh, fuck.
Well, it was, we always spoke about it, Thursday nights, you know, at the open stage. Come
Thursday
on
nights,
there.
But the thing is, though, most shows are willing to take on anybody, especially if they've seen them before, because you've worked with Scarlet before anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Scarlet, you know, you're more than welcome.
Scarlet's fab.
To come down with myself as well on Saturday night, but
I'll happily take on anyone.
It's literally just a matter, you just have to keep on keeping on.
It's patience, really. It's outlasting everybody else.
It's patience. Places don't have budgets. Places don't have money. They're not paying. So you have to just keep on until somebody drops dead or...
Like, I
somebody
think,
fucks somebody else over and then they give you the work. I'm like, come on, bitch.
Well, that's it. Like I was Porsche's. I worked on a Saturday with Porsche from 2016 till 2 years ago. And then it wasn't until 4 years ago I got my own show on the Thursday. And then when Porsche left, I took over Saturday. So, like, it is patience outlasting people. Patience, and please and thank yous.
Oh,
and being nice.
Oh, God, of course.
You know, no one has time for a dick.
Nobody has time for a dick at all. I've many had come on with me on a Saturday night and they're already out the door and gone and haven't even said
life
cheerio.
Life is tough enough. We don't need that.
Nobody's even, they haven't even said cheerio. I was like, are you away? And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm way across the street. I'm like, no problem. Thanks for having me on. Cheers. no problem. And hope you enjoy them drinks. And
I think
the
that's rude.
Yep, fuck
I'm
you.
I'm old fashioned. I think it's rude. I think if you're booked for a show, you stay for the boy. And then maybe stay for an extra half an hour, have a drink.
Have a wee
drink. Like, now, if they're up early for work the next day, I understand. But like,
Always say, like, right, we'll finish the show. Just fancy, I'll buy a round of drinks at the bar and we'll have a chat and go, that was really well done. Shake everybody's hand, call them all a man. No, but usually.
Because on a Saturday, I'll buy a wee round sometimes.
I don't guess how we drink and be like, right, great. But come on, join us Saturday night. I'm always on the roof about half. Well, actually, I finish at 10. You'll be in your bed.
I'm probably over in Cabaret.
That's right. You've been in Cabaret as well. You're coming up now to a fucking Winifred Sanderson season.
Yes.
And we'll be coming into the cupboard and you'll be the fucking, come on, sisters. Who's going to be your Sanderson sisters sidekicks this year? They've changed year on year. Who's in? Who's out? I'm place your bets now.
Place your bets now.
Who will be Winifred? No, not Winifred.
You should have a vote.
Who will be Sarah Jessica Parker and who will be Kathy and Jimmy? I can't remember their names.
There's quite a few of them this year. I think.
Oh, they're all learning.
There's Tasty doing one. Coral's doing a few. Express is doing one.
Oh my God. Is Coral going to do...
Mary, she does Mary. She actually does a really good Mary.
Oh, I can't wait.
She does the mouth thing and everything.
Oh wait, I seen that last year as well.
Yes.
Oh, it's coming. Oh my God, yes, I actually laughed out loud.
And then in the I do like the Hocus Pocus movie nights in Cabaret and Treehouse. I also do the Cabaret Supper Club show itself as well throughout the year. But
everywhere. She's tired, but she's everywhere.
COVID. My body's in pain, but I enjoy it. Hepatitis. But anyway, during the Treehouse and the Cabaret Supper Club, we have to walk around as the sisters in character. Cora was doing Miri last year, and she honestly was so funny.
See, if I was I have the costume, I think, for one of them in there.
Do you remember we did it one year for Sunday service and we walked down the road?
We done it as well. And then I have ones with me, Trudy, and think have the costumes as well. They're in that cupboard. Everything is stored in years. Christmas, Halloween, Easter, all stored in that cupboard. So I have, I can't remember who I was or what I was doing, but I think it was that ugly bitch with the mouth.
I love Mira. I think she's funny.
Can't wait to pull it out. I'm like, yay, Halloween.
But the thing is though, like, it's a classic. You can't go wrong with it.
It is. It's great. But I would say, if I was literally to be a Sanderson sister, I would, and you were like, you're walking around and hosting, I'd be sitting at the bar with a fag, like, alright lads, what's that crack?
You're trying I'm the Belfast one.
You're like some fella coming in, I'm flirting, like, so here, what are you doing tonight? Do you want me to suck your dick? I'm a witch, you know.
Do you want to see my broomstick rise, boy?
I can make shit happen.
Do you want to fucking fiddle my cauldron, do you, boy?
Burping and all, like, so here, I'm fucking, what's her name?
Mary.
My name's Mary. I'm from West Belfast. I would. I would just go in
there was one time I had Monotone be Mary, and she was walking around being like, hello, I'm Monotone from East Salem.
That's her. I could actually picture her as Mary. She would be like the real life Mary. So our next question up is, does Sassy Heels, from Sassy Heels, she says, does Sassy Heels have your vote?
Sassy Heels always has my vote. You know what's I did Carlo Pride a few months ago, and in the paper they referred to me as Sassy Heels, and I'm like, I am Sassy Heels now.
Did they please tell me the paper printed her name wrong, like Sassy Shoe or something? No, the paper's always, I know what you wrong, mean. Or like,
I've been called Onyonka, Anya.
Onyonka, or the Pride Awards, somebody, hysterectomy's picture was somebody completely
with
different.
Angela Ferkel.
Angela Ferkel, yep. So, love these moments. I think I've been called like Roxy Wash Machine, or like Rondi Hondi. Or something. I don't, fuck me.
There was a queen. My picture's on there. But the queen who passed away, RIP, Levy Tate. And one time she's up for award, they referred to her as Lasagna. Please, well, give it up for Lasagna.
Next question is from your one and only side slut, Espresso Martini. Espresso asks, Anya, where did you hide the bodies? I know you committed the crime.
You can't prove it.
What is the crime?
The crime is...
He had it coming.
He only had himself to blame. It wasn't until I washed the blood off my hand, I even realised they were dead.
My husband Irving came home from work one night and he shit on the floor. I didn't understand why he shit on the floor. I think there was something mentally wrong with him. I think there's a problem. I think I married a fucking weirdo. He shit on the floor and I had a problem with it. So I said, you know what, I'll tell you what, asshole, I'm going to fucking shoot you through the head with what? My ass dildo.
my ass dildo.
Why would it be any other place? He had it coming.
He only had his ass to blame.
Boom, boom. You had have been there. You would have seen it. You would have wondered why the fuck have that couple got no shame. I really want to do a version where we go, like, I came home from work one night, my husband, he was sitting there eating rice pudding out of an ass crack. And I said, motherfucker, you gay? Why am I from America?
He ran into my dildo 10 times.
He ran into that ass crack 10 times. And I love that motherfucker. Anyway, our next question is, Anya, if me and Coral were falling off a cliff, who would you see first? That comes in from Espresso Martini. He wants to know, who would you see first?
I'll let you both go, because I'm very busy that day. Very busy indeed.
It depends on the time. Depends on the night you require them. You're like, well,
if it's a Thursday, probably Espresso. If it's a Sunday, probably Coral.
You would throw a rope and whoever catches it first.
You know what, guys? Here's a rubber ducky. Good luck.
Hope for the best.
Here's some rubber armbands.
I think the genie from Aladdin up here and all will be saved at the same time.
They will.
We'll go for the
nice... Sure, I'm a fan of Disney, so it makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
I could wear my Ursula costume and grab them with the tentacles, the two of them.
Per unfortunate holes.
Per unfortunate holes.
That should be our grinder user.
So wide.
So
deep. Deep. Oh, fuck. I wrecked the house.
Oh, sorry. It must be a hay. Just sorry. Oh, it's a hanger. Just a slide that way, but you're all right. It's just one of my hangers coming off the shitty railings that I have. Our next question comes in from the fabulous Ryan Wilkinson, the guy let me know extraordinaire. He asks, Kylie's Aphrodite tour splash zone recreation at Maverick. Discuss. LOL.
So
fill me in. What's going on?
So you know the way in my wee head, I like to have a wee extravaganza from the laser stuff, the smoke and wind, etc. And you know, have my wee moment.
Well, I can't attend any of your shows with my epilepsy with those fucking fingers you've got going on. I can't see.
You light up my hole.
So were you fucking water around the room?
So basically, in my head, I was like, this will be so deep, this will be very artistic, so well. I'll have a sweet number, I'll sit here with all these fucking River Rock water bottles around me, the wee squirty ones. And then so Kylie Minogue and her tour had to sing with the water squirting up in the air.
Right.
So I got the balls and squirted them all around me.
And did you just go,
ugh? Yeah, she probably went up and the bar was drenched.
Oh, really? Oh, the whole bar was just soaked.
We had to cover the DJ booth in a fucking bin bag.
While you did this number?
Well, I did. You know, just, you know, I'm just so creative. It's my first year in drag. You know, your first year where you're like...
And were you squeezing each river rock?
I was squeezing fucking every river.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I was like an autism rage.
I give you that. I'm like, well, there's a round of applause in my knee because that's fucking... There's water and anything wet. I'm like, no, mate, my herb fucked. I couldn't.
And
I'm
now it's changed to water guns. Now I just use water guns.
Are you only allowed to do water guns?
I just do water guns.
We're not covering the DJ box. Oh my god, tarpaulin.
Like, but you probably get this as well. Like, some of my old numbers, like my first year or two, where you're like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Oh, I look at back.
Do you remember we did the Phil Monty? It's like, why did I do that there? Why?
But I would do that now in a nude suit that you get on. You know,
yeah, but you have a brain. I don't.
But do you ever see you get it on like AliExpress and all the ones, the crystallized like female. Like shout out to the one and only Bonnie Ann Clyde, Gran Canaria now in Manchester. Mm-hmm. She has the female nude bodysuit crystallized.
Yes.
And I would be like, I would do the Phil Monty, like I'm on it, or whatever the song was. Yeah. That was it. Yeah,
I leave your hat on.
Leave your hat on. I love Obi-Wan. Phil Monty Megamix. Like boom, there it is.
There we go.
Write that down. Next question is from the one and only Rockabilly Kitten, Cat herself. Who came first, Anya Bex or Kylie Minogue?
How you know we're not the same person? Even though we met each other, but there's no proof.
Well, it could be a Photoshop. It could be
Photoshopped. Like, you know,
one's from Australia, the other one's from Lurgan.
Like, I can't do an Australian accent, or can I? I can't.
Can you not try to do an Australian accent?
Barbie.
Barbie? It's like, we want to try it.
That's it.
Or we could go, hi, Kat, my name is Anya.
Hi, Kat, my name is Anya.
Hi, Kate Shepherd. My name is Anya Bex.
I could do a good evil laugh, like, but you know,
you're mad for the evil laugh. I don't, although I did what I thought was a straight accent in the bar the other week, and a lady told me that's actually from New Zealand. I was like, I don't give a fuck. It's miles away.
You're like fuck up.
I don't care. So yeah, we don't know. You're both one at the same time. Both one of the same thing.
Kylie came first, and she inspired me.
Here's another question from the one and only Sunny Darling, the Buck Bar Arse of the season. Whatever season. The Buck Bar Arse of the season. What's the worst thing that's ever happened at a gig?
So there's one time I had a full day of gigs. I think I took a last minute gig actually. Like, oh, did it was you? On the day, actually, last minute. And it was a memorial gig, so it was. I had a few drinks in me, and I kind of walked in. I thought it was a birthday gig, so I started wishing the memorial person, the dead person, happy birthday.
Did you? And,
yeah.
Like, happy birthday.
And oh my goodness, you could hear a pin drop. I was like, oh my God, I've never wanted the earth to open up and swallow me faster.
You're like, yeah.
You're like, so, there's food over there at that buffet, lads, you know.
Was your first number, like, Celine Dion? I'm alive. As if it wasn't, I'd be very, very disappointed. Because that would be
more. It is
like,
not.
That'd be more like, let me just ram my heel into the sore part there.
I hope you're just, not. I hope you aren't sad. I hope you aren't.
I made a bride cry on her wedding day. I was always just taking bookings, no problem. But now, any weddings, they have to be booked by the bride and the groom together. Yep. They have to make sure that they know what they're getting, because I'm a cunt in heels. I'm a fucker. And my jokes are not like, hee hee tee hee. It's a bit of, it's adult crack.
Although I kind of think though, like,
you should know that,
like,
by now.
Like, there's certain gigs, if they're booking a drag queen, they shouldn't be that surprised.
Exactly. I mean, you're not looking for fucking Christian Allen to come in and sing the fucking praises.
Oh fuck. Like a bridge over.
Literally. So this I got it was a friend or a sister or something of the bride. I come in, do my usual spiel, being a bitch, and was like, if anybody wants to know where the mother of the groom will be tonight, she'll be out behind the bins getting fingered. Just general correct. That I don't find that at all offensive.
I think that's normal drag queen humor.
Of course, the bride, who that was her mum, the mother of the bride will be out. She was standing at the side of the. Do you ever see those wooden dance floors they put down?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, crying. I was like, we're taking a short break. See us on 5 minutes. Bye. Had to leave by the side exit because the fucking bride and her husband were starting to fight on their wedding day. And I was like, well, what have I fucking created here? So yeah, no more. There has to be, like, they have to do it together. I'm like, yeah, bitch, it's not happening.
But that's pretty tame, though.
Well, it's quite tame, actually, because I'm like, have you, anybody in the family ever been abused here? tell me more.
Tell me this. Is anyone here familiar with Jimmy Savile? Was he a friend of yours?
I actually do think I've called, like, an uncle or something. Like, are you the abuser? Like, and laughter goes up, because, sure, it's a Catholic wedding, be all right.
I used to get taxis home with Fifi, and then Fifi would proceed to tell it, ask the taxi driver, so would you beat your wife today?
Okay, oh my God, like, so, Mr. Taxi Driver. It's like, no, we're actually quite happily married. I'm like, I can read.
Oh, that's a pity, yeah.
Last question I have for you is from the Dylan Blue.
Natasha with the bad knee.
I think that's a gag of a name. Natasha with the bad knee. Dylan Blue FS on Instagram says, as pre-Drag Race queens, this must be to both of us, how was getting in drag like, and how has the scene changed?
Oh, well, I suppose our start times are different though, aren't they?
Yeah, like, I was many moons before you. I find drag, well, maybe it's just because I think I just developed anxiety over the years, and it got worse in my own head when it really wasn't changed at all. I think with Drag Race, yes, everybody, as we said earlier on, it's some fucking middle-aged twat in its bedroom going, I don't like what you're doing. Or doing a TikTok series on what they think that an edited TV show should be. And it's like, it's not real life. Like, this, we're just men dressed up.
It's just a TV show.
Or we're females dressed up as men, women, different characters. We're basically characters.
Yeah.
We are not a fucking, you know, we're just people being characters. It's not a real thing.
Oh, totally.
Chill, like, the fuck out. It's a Drag Race. They're so nasty about stuff. It's like, I didn't like your outfit this week. You should kill yourself. It's like, what the fuck?
And they're fucking, like, standing there inside of, like, a bim bag or something. Looking like shite.
It's some fucking 15-year-old in Brooklyn, New York with a sad life when I'm a goth. It's like, you talk about what? Get the fucking life. Get out of your house and breathe some air, you twat.
My dad touches me. I don't like your dress.
Well, fucking tell you what, I would start at fucking ground zero first and work your way out of that instead of fucking slapping at me, dickhead.
Well, my start was quite similar.
I swear, it's mad, but...
I started, it was kind of like the start of Drag Race, but I was quite lucky. I think I had a year or two before it really kicked off in Belfast. I don't know. It was kind of just the same, only now it's a lot bigger. Everything's kind of... A lot of people exaggerate what it is now, but it's like it's kind of always been the same.
It's
only
just dress up.
Just dress up, go on stage, have fun, entertain the crowd, and please and thank yous. Leave the venue before you get steaming drunk or at least see drag.
Oh, wow. Oh, God. I'm always like, right, I'm off now.
I'm off now.
Or go back into a dressing room area where nobody sees you. Yeah. And then get the taxi to pick you up from a back entrance and where no one
I'll pause.
Absolutely. I'm blocked. I need to go home. I'll not even mention some fucking stories I was about to say. I was like, whoop, be quiet. Keep her quiet.
I kind of wish I could go back and talk to younger me and be like, you know what? Chill your beans, it'll be grand.
You'll be grand. But here, we learn as we go.
We do.
Everything is a learning curve.
Mistakes are the best teachers.
Yes, we said that earlier on. Who said that?
Master Yoda from Star Wars.
Master. Yeah, see, there we are. Listen to that wee green bastard. That wee green bastard.
He knows what he's talking about.
That freaky midget says everything a bit sweet. Don't worry about that. It's pre-Drag Race Queens. Getting into drag, oh God, it fucking took you about 20 minutes. it's like a mini challenge. Now, 3 hours is my... I give myself 3 hours from 0 to 100. Yeah. I like the arse as well. I like to be on my phone. Not arse as in like get my arse up against the window. Just like the...
Although I can do it quicker if need be.
Oh God, I done a face last week in an hour. I was like, look at that. Happy days.
There was one time last week with that. I think it was a few weeks ago actually. I was asked to cover Bent on a Monday. And literally had like 1 hour to get ready. And I managed to do it. So I can do it like...
It can be done. It's just...
Your makeup's a wee bit harsher, but it'll look grand.
I just always ask people to take 2 steps back. It's just for diseases. It's a fuck back, man. It's very much
stage makeup.
And then what you need above you is a nice blue or like CN pink light that washes out all of
that the fixes filters. Everything.
That's what I always have on stage. Yeah. That's why if anybody comes near me, it's under blue lighting, you fucking bastards. Anya, it's been an absolute fucking pleasure to have you on this evening.
Oh, thank
this
you so afternoon, much for having me.
The day. We're pretending there's no time. We're just doing this in universal time that we're not sitting here at 10 o'clock at night, half caught. But no, thank you so much for coming on to the Laundry Room Podcast. Your laundry is ready. You can take it with you now.
Oh, thank you so much.
Those dresses that needed washed are finally washed.
Finally, I don't have the Febreze in this week.
No. There's also a few garments from other girls, but you can take those with you and bin them.
Thank you. I'll take them. So I'll take them in.
Absolutely. You're a seamstress, your mistress. But yes, once again, thank you very much. And where can we see you again? For anybody that is only just coming across this, I don't know where the fuck they've been in their world, but we can see you where and when and how.
Well, you can catch me on a Thursday Maverick, Saturday 5 to 9 in the Maverick. However, I would suggest go back and forth to both our shows, because they're both fab shows. And Sundays 3 to 7 in the Maverick, and then... Cabaret Supper Club on a Saturday night, usually. Oh. And then random gigs up and down. I'm doing the Ashburn... Oh, actually, I want to do a plug while I'm here.
Yes,
I'm doing the Ashburn Hotel Brudge, the Halloween special, Hocus Pocus, on the 26th of October.
Oh, it's Saturday?
Saturday.
Saturday, 26th of October, the Ashburn Hotel. It's a
in Lurgan.
Hocus Pocus. Hocus Pocus. Hocus Pocus. Lurgan.
Ook.
Get right down the fuck. Have a wee juke at that and then come up. And then you're in Maverick after it as well?
Yes, Maverick.
Oh my God, bitch, you are flat to the mat.
I know.
That body of yours.
And then I think I have a wedding gig that night as well, but I live always Saturday for that there. I get all my gigs on a Saturday, so I get Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off.
This is it. I mean, as we said earlier, if you're ready, you can do it all, but it's getting ready.
Yeah.
Is the uphill fucking battle. It really is. And the uphill battle is just for everybody getting fucking out of bed and going to work, for fuck's sake. Guys, thank you very much for listening once again this week. You are all amazing. If you are listening on Amazon, Apple, Spotify, whatever the fuck it is, if you could do me a favor and rate the podcast, give it 5 out of 10, 10 out of 10, whatever the fuck the numbers are, I don't care. Give it a wee rating anyway. Let us know. It means more people get to listen in to whatever the fuck we're chatting about every week with all the guests. In the meantime, we will speak to you on the next episode of the Laundry Room Podcast. We'll see you all again. Have a good week. Have a good night. Whatever you're up to. God bless. Night, night. Bye-bye.